Have you ever been in a relationship where one person wants more connection and the other needs more space? This relationship pattern creates a pursuer-distancer dynamic, which is extremely frustrating and can ultimately destroy a relationship. Whether you are the pursuer desiring more intimacy or the distancer seeking more independence, desire and desirability gives you insight into the dangers of this relationship pattern and the tools to break free of it. When pursuers seek too much connection or attach themselves too closely, distancers feel smothered or trapped. When distancers feel too much pressure for togetherness, they become anxious about losing their freedom and their sense of self. Ultimately, when pushed too hard for increased connection, distancers often flee the relationship, leaving the pursuer with heartbreak. The pursuer-distancer dynamic can occur between any two people in a relationship, whether they are married couples, lovers, parents and children, co-workers, or friends. Being a distancer or a pursuer is not gender-specific. In fact, someone might be a distancer in one relationship and a pursuer in a different relationship. The examples in this book primarily focus on couples in loving relationships, but the principles discussed hold true for all types of relationships. Usually, the examples will refer to a man and a woman to make it easier for the listener to distinguish between the individuals and the examples. The term marriage is used for shorthand to include long-term committed relationships of all kinds. Similarly, the term partner is used to indicate the other person in the relationship, whether or not the relationship is a romantic one. The strategies in this book will empower you to achieve a happier and more sustainable relationship based on mutual desire. The first step is to know how to change your own behavior to transform the relationship dynamic. To that end, most sections in this book begin with a quote from a client or an email sent to my blog and end with a specific plan of action on how to become more desirable and to ultimately achieve a more reciprocal, fulfilling relationship. These real-life examples illustrate how to transform desire based on need into desirability based on fullness.